This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Historically, candidates for district attorney have competed to show how tough they are on crime, but this year the DA's race in Dallas County is bucking that trend. KERA's Christopher Connolly reports both the Democratic challenger and the incumbent Republican are touting a more balanced and less punitive approach to prosecution.
John Cruzo is really interested in the details. So much so that when the Democrat talks about setting up Dallas County's first diversion court 20 years ago to send drug abusers to addiction treatment instead of prison, he tells you about statistics.
And so we had a 68% reduction in rearrests, and for every dollar spent, we saved $9.34 in avoided criminal justice costs.
Cruzo says he started working on reforming criminal justice before it was popular to support second chances. Now he says he'll bring a history of innovation to the district attorney's office.
One of the things that we're going to do is to gather data about what we're doing. Okay, are we contributing to mass incarceration? Do we have implicit bias?
Cruzo has laid out a sweeping agenda. He wants to ensure poor people aren't stuck in jail after being arrested because they're too poor to bail out. He wants to bulk up a conviction integrity unit that works to exonerate people convicted of crimes they didn't commit and to use more alternatives to incarceration like drug or mental health treatment.
Isn't it more productive to put them through services as opposed to put them in jail?
In some cases, Cruzo says he simply won't prosecute, like first-time low-level marijuana possession.
If we recognize that those cases are that low-level, that those individuals pose no threat to the community, why are we wasting any amount of tax dollars on those cases? And we can free up those resources for other things.
Cruzo's broad proposals have earned him the support of progressive advocacy groups who want a criminal justice system that's more fair and less punitive.
I think that we can put more focus on the violent and the predatory offenders if we stop wasting time and effort on the low-level, no threat to community safety offenders.
But in order to do that, he'll have to unseat the incumbent.
For those of you who do not know my name is Faith Johnson. I am your Dallas County District Attorney.
Faith Johnson drew big cheers from the crowd of Republicans packed into the back room of an Irving barbecue restaurant for a get-out-the-vote rally headlined by Governor Greg Abbott. He appointed Johnson, a Republican former judge, in this heavily Democratic county after Susan Hawk stepped down from the district attorney's office nearly 2 years ago.
Faith is a woman of faith, and God shows through her every single day.
Since taking office, Johnson says she's been a change agent. But where her opponent favors data and details, Johnson speaks in broader terms.
You got to have balance. You got to know when to vigorously prosecute, because we got some bad actors out there. We got some dangerous criminals. But then on the other end, you got to understand that you got to have compassion. When do you give second chances?
Johnson has helped people expunge old arrest records and launched a program for homeless people to avoid jail. She opened 15 satellite offices to make it easier for victims of family violence to get restraining orders. But she gained the most attention for successfully prosecuting a white former police officer for murder when he shot a black teenager.
We don't ever want to suggest to people that we got a lot of bad officers out there doing a lot of bad things. That's not happening. But I do want to make those who are doing bad things, who are taking lives, innocent lives, I want them to be held accountable.
Still, Johnson has faced criticism from advocates for justice reform for her decision to try teenaged armed robbery suspects as adults and for lacking a holistic plan to use the office to curb mass incarceration and racial disparities. But Johnson stands by her record.
My perspective when I came in is how will I make certain that the system is fair, no matter who you are? So that's always my focus, equal justice.
Whether Johnson remains Dallas County's district attorney or John Cruzo unseats her, one thing is clear. The age of elected prosecutors running on how tough on crime they are is over in the second largest county in Texas. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.